Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Dr. Abhi Gisemba, you have recently returned from living for 2 years among the Maasai people of Eastern Africa. Why don't you tell us about your research?
Sure. My argument is that we humans have a kind of instinct to help each other.
And your experiences with the Maasai support that argument?
Very much so. Traditional Maasai culture and society are based on herding. Wealth means cattle, but that wealth is under constant threat from thieves and lack of rain and so on.
I see.
However, Maasai culture has evolved a system which reduces the risk, a system of mutual obligation.
People have to help each other?
Exactly.I call it the cord system. Everyone has a kind of network of others they can ask for help. Anyone in the network can ask for help if they're in trouble, and the person asked is obliged to help.
Like our friendship networks?
No, it's taken much more seriously. Parents pass their cord network down to their children, and no one keeps track of who asks or who gives.There is no expectation of being paid back.
Extraordinary.
This is an extreme example, but in fact, humans seem to be more generous than other animals. They help even if there's no advantage to the individual who helps.
Does the cord system produce any positive result for us?
Yes. We ran a computer simulation that measured life expectancy in 3 different kinds of societies.No giving at all, giving with the expectation of being repaid, and finally, giving freely without expectation of return. And when we compared the simulated societies, we found that the cord system produced the highest family survival rates.
Question number 1. According to the interviewer, how has Dr. Gisemba spent his time in Eastern Africa?Question number 2. According to Dr. Gisemba, what are traditional Maasai culture and society based on? Question number 3. What did Dr. Gisemba describe as an extreme example?